The Santa Rosa City Council will meet tonight for the first time this year. To start things off, they'll hold a special joint session with the Planning Commission to brainstorm ideas to transform downtown. So, of course, that means they're starting off very slow. Okay. Joining us now is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I hope everything's all right with you. And, of course, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Let's talk about, about this joint session that that you're planning here today. What's at the crux of it? What are you hoping to get done, as well as the other council members are hoping to get done?
Well, I think what you have seen over particularly the last 2 years is an effort by the city council and the city at large to figure out how to build downtown housing and housing more broadly throughout the community as well. Obviously, that was a big priority before the fire. Now we're talking about not just replacing homes, but adding more. What we've been doing is looking at the different ways where the housing is just not penciling out and figuring out how we can make sure that we end up getting not just some units, but some affordable units as well. Mm-hmm. Where that comes in for our downtown is two specific conversations today. One is about the level of density that we have, and one is about the level of height. If we can add a story, will that allow for the project to pencil out for a developer so that we not only get units built, but we get the type of units that we need?
Does density and height, is that very overlapping?
So it does, because typically the density is a requirement on how many units you can have per acre. And what we will talk about is in rich transit areas such as the SMART station, that land that is right there, do we allow them to actually have more units per acre than is what is currently allowed? So the height will obviously go up. How many stories you have is going to make a big impact on how many units you can produce, but the density is the other important component of that as well.
Something tells me you're going to be hearing a lot from people today, just from public comment, just regarding this and several other things. Obviously, what is what's probably the one thing you anticipate to hear the most?
You know, we actually had a presentation about a year ago on infill development, and we put in place a 6-point plan that we have followed over the last 6 months to get those units built. This is one of the last components of that plan. And what we are probably going to hear over and over again, what you'll hear from council members, is we really feel like once that first domino falls, once we get that first project that's coming in, that's building the housing, that that's actually going to spur things along. Where there's a little bit of risk is we know that we are approaching a recession, and that makes it a little bit more difficult for people to build as well. And that's quite frankly what happened to the council back in 2007, the last time they made these kinds of investments in downtown. And so we've got to figure out how we weather that and how we actually get things off the ground.
What can you learn from that council in 07?
Well, I think that the council in 07 had some really good intentions. And at the end of the day, when they put in place policies, they didn't actually, from what I can tell, have the backing of a lot of developers who said, we've got projects ready to go, and if you do this, we'll be able to move forward. How it feels in Santa Rosa right now is, whether it's developers from San Francisco or from Sacramento, we are hearing from folks that if they're going to build in Northern California, it's going to be Santa Rosa, and we just need to get us across the finish line.
Okay, sounds fair. What about building in other areas of Santa Rosa outside of the downtown area? Is there any progress being made on any actions or items there?
So we have systematically been making changes to our building code. Most of the focus has been on downtown, but we have been doing things throughout the rest of the city as well. What you will hear from me tonight is confirming with staff that they have the authority that they need to lower the fees, the impact fees on housing development that is low income throughout the rest of the city. So we have for sure made those changes in our downtown. We have made that not just for low income, but for all housing development in our downtown. But more broad than that, we need to find ways to make sure that affordable housing can pencil out.
What are some of the other topics that are going to be discussed tonight?
It's pretty much housing, housing, housing. But you will also see the mayor taken over the gavel for the first time running the meeting, making his appointments to committees, and really starting to lay out for the next year what the work product of the council is going to be.
Do you expect the overall work and flow of the council to be different, or does it not matter who's at the head of it, and it relatively just kind of goes the same?
Well, without having confirmation from most of my colleagues, I would assume from the way that things have gone over the last 2 years that our focus is still going to remain on housing, homelessness, and rebuild. So I think that you'll see that and then some other little projects that we all want to work on as well.
All right. It'll be great to see what the city council achieves in 2019. And we'll, of course, start with this downtown project look. Vice Mayor Rogers, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the meeting tonight.
Absolutely. Take care.
As Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers.